Is a trade war coming for the steel industry? That's the concern of some experts waiting for a big announcement from the Trump administration this week. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is releasing the results of an investigation that could pave the way for tariffs on steel imports. One expert told CNN it may be the most important trade decision in decades. Maggie Lake hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. She joins us from New York. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, Jeremy.
And earlier this month, President Trump promised to help the U.S. steel industry and said we're going to stop the dumping. What are we expecting this week?
You know, this was a big theme in Donald Trump's campaign and part of his promise to bring jobs back and make America great again. And from everything that he has said and his Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is saying, we are expecting some kind of tariffs. I think almost everyone's really bracing for that. It could come this week, maybe next. But the big question is, how big are they? And very importantly, what country or countries are they leveled at?
How much does this have to do with defense?
Defense is at the key here. This is very, very important. You know, people may not realize we already have tariffs in place, pretty steep ones on Chinese steel imports. What the Commerce Secretary is looking at is invoking a special clause called Section 232, very specific sounding, but that would basically categorize steel as vital to the defense industry and protected against imports. And the steel industry has been trying to get this done for years, Bush administration, Clinton administration, and they never did. Because a lot of studies show that only about 3% of steel actually goes to defense. The reason that this administration wants to do it, though, is because the WTO tends to steer clear of issues when they involve national defense. So if they were able to get this categorized, it could be that they get those tariffs on and it's something the WTO it doesn't really get involved with.
And the auto industry watching very closely as well, right?
Yeah, they are, because they're very concerned that if this goes through and tariffs are imposed, that we will see retaliatory measures and that will make steel prices go up for everyone. Of course, the car companies still use a lot of steel, although they are increasingly moving to aluminum. And they're worried. They're worried this is going to become the start of a trade war. And it's not just steel, Jeremy. When we were in the campaign and through the beginning of the election, this is for all of the businesses that like the sound of tax reform, that the market's been rallying on the hopes of a business friendly environment. Trade and a trade war is the one issue that comes up again and again with CEOs as something that they are very concerned about.
Well, what are the countries that would be targeted with tariffs on steel?
So the feeling is that they're kind of going after China, but China's actually not even in the top 10 when it comes to steel because of all of these tariffs that exist already. Instead, you're looking at countries, including some allies, Canada, Mexico, Brazil, the EU, South Korea. By the way, the South Korean president, the new president, is in town this week.
Right.
And the timing is really interesting on this, too, because Trump is going to head to the G20 meeting in Hamburg next week. So the idea that they would level these tariffs just as he's going to this meeting against countries that are traditionally allies. I mean, a lot of people are wondering about it, but the feeling is that they are going to do something.
And there are fears that that something would lead to, as you say, a potential trade war, and that our agricultural exports could be hit by something like that. So
yeah, and that's right. So it's not just car companies. We were talking about retaliatory measures.
Right.
Farmers very concerned about this. A quarter of our produce and food products are shipped abroad. They are exported. So they're very concerned that other countries may slap tariffs on our food. So this is a really hot topic in Washington, the business world.
That's Maggie Lake, who hosts CNN Money with Maggie Lake. Maggie, thanks.
Thanks, Jeremy.